So, hello everyone. It's Sunday, July
6th.
What's the 6th? Yeah, July 6th, 2025. It's about 9:06 p.m. Eastern, which is 8:06 for Dylan and Mackenzie. And that makes it about 6:06 for Gabriel and Brittany in California. Good 4th of July weekend. We actually just got back from camping at Higgins Lake. Had a good week there. Celebrating all the things that make us American. So tonight, we're starting a new thing. So I'm going to get right to it because we have a 20-minute timer. We decided we need to make this a little more digestible, didn't we, Dad?
I didn't have it. You did all the talking, so you had all the make all the adjustments. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that we could talk forever back and forth, and I just want to make it again a little more digestible for everybody. So 20 minutes is our timer. Tonight's topic is going to be probably a little heavier than what we're used to. So today is July 6th, which is 7/6, which makes it 4 months and 3 days since Mom passed away. And I know we're all kind of going through it in our own way, you know. I see it and what we talk about with each other and I see it and just what consumes my everyday thoughts. So I just wanted to get your thoughts, Dad, on where you're at four months in. You know, let's start with it's been quite the change. And again, we talked a little bit before we started recording, and I thought it was time for everyone to get a little existential without being sappy. You know, we're far enough removed from her passing that I think we can somewhat keep our composure and talk about things. So I want to see where you're at. So where are you at 4 months?
Well, Michael, I would begin by answering your question with a question. And my question is, what was your reaction to the eulogy that I gave for Mom? Before I really get into my answer, I'd like to hear your thoughts on, was it appropriate? Was it uncomfortable?
No, I don't think it was neither of those, certainly. I think it was a heartfelt tribute to your lifelong partner or 60-year partner. And I think it was important for your being, the two of you, and what you accomplished as a couple and as individuals, and what was important to you both individually and cooperatively, that you teach people about God, in any way that you can, and not necessarily in an evangelical, biblical, let's get into the scripture together, but let's live life together, So I think it was important for you to share that with everyone, your experience and what selfless living really looks like, when you, first and foremost, you live for God. And then after that, you live for everyone but yourself. And I think that was the message that you wanted to convey, and that I think that was the message that Mom wanted to convey through you in that moment. So that's what I took out of that moment.
All right. Well, golly, Mike, you're spot on with, you know, I go back to the family history book that I wrote, and I began it with three questions. You know, who am I? And one of the three questions was, what's my purpose here on earth? And it's taken me, well, I'm still not sure I have an answer, but you have to have some kind of an answer to act as your guiding star, your North Star, something that you always check, hopefully frequently, to see, am I headed in the right direction in life? And Mom and I were blessed to have a Catholic education. Mom was K through 12. I was K through my undergraduate. And during my entire grade school, high school, college, that question, you know, why am I here, was always prominent in my mind. And I don't know if I ever figured out the answer, but I figured out an answer. And it came through your mother. And your mother was I know, kill him with kindness, but she was so much more than that. And look at how sad everybody was. I was thinking we were going to be in the hospital over the weekend, and then we were going to bring Mom home. Well, we did, but I didn't think it would be to plan a funeral. And so what was our purpose in life? Well, Mom and I had, the priest that married us was my senior apologetics instructor in high school. Apologetics is a word that means to defend. And so because that, well, we had grade 13 there, but the fact is we were about ready to graduate and go out into the world, and we had to defend our religion and our beliefs. And it was then that I began to form an answer to the question, what is my purpose? And so when Father Sheehan, when he pronounced us husband and wife, he then told us, he looked us right in the eye, and there was a priest I really loved, and so did Mom. And he said, make sure God is the center of your life, and you will have a happy life. And here we are, 62 years later, and I can remember those words word for word. I haven't forgotten it, but I understand them now. Back, it took me 60 years to figure out what those words mean. How do you put God in the center of your life? And I remember, and it's kind of a family joke now, little Barry, I don't know if it was Diane or somebody, maybe it was even Mom, heard little Barry talking when he would go camping with us. We made him go to Mass with us on Sunday. And he was talking to a friend of his, and he said, I've got my aunt and uncle are religious fanatics. And I always thought that was funny. But the point is that it took me most of those 60 years to figure out what Father Sheehan was talking about. And Mom and I were at an advantage because we were both Catholic educated, and we shared the same religious beliefs. But knowing them and sharing them are two completely different things. And I was a Catholic boy. And what does that mean? Well, it means that, you know, I tried not to swear. I went to Mass, went to confession, you know. But that was the extent of my religious education. Mom's was living it. And so during the course of our 62 years, she was my conscience in addition to being my wife. And when I lost track of the North Star, so to speak, when I lost track of why am I here, and I began to think that I was here because I'm in control and I'm going to change the world. And anytime that I'm going to defend my family, I'm very protective of my family, yada, yada, yada. And it took me so long to figure out that, number one, like you said earlier, in fact, I want to get a T-shirt that says, I am three. God first, others second, and then me. And that's what Mom showed me through her actions, through her words, and through her counseling. When you kids were sick, when there was an issue, Mom and I never argued. We had some serious discussions about things, but we never had what you would call a fight or harsh words. Sometimes, particularly me, I might get angry, but I never disrespected your mom. And more importantly, sometimes it took me a couple days to figure out the lesson that she was trying to teach me. And so after 62 years of Mom teaching me lesson after lesson after lesson, I get right down to my final exam. And that was Mom asking me almost every day, are you praying for me? You know I am. What are you praying? That God will heal you. I mean, it worked. He answered our prayer in Midland. And she said, I don't want you to ask him for that. I want to go, and I want to go now. And when I said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to talk to the other family members because I'm not praying that he takes you. And so it wasn't until a couple days before we took her to the hospital that Friday night that I finally, as always, found out that Mom was right. And she knew she had lived a good life. And she knew why she was born. It was to be a good wife. It was to be a good mother. It was to help her children become good people. And her job was done. And now, because she believed in eternal life, she wanted to go what she had earned. And here's me praying that she can't go. And that's when I got another answer to what is the purpose in life. And I would ask you to take a look at not the fact that Mom died, but how she died. Look at, I have never experienced over those 3 days the love that I could feel and touch by everybody. And I think at that point, everybody had come to realize kind of the same thing, that Mom was right after all. She was ready. She wanted to go. And when you love someone unconditionally, you want what's best for them, not what's best for you. And I actually felt, in addition to that love, as I watched you people return some of the love that she had given you, that I felt at peace. And I asked God to take her. And Tracy, just for the record, I knew the moment Mom stopped taking her last breath, but I wasn't sure. I wanted confirmation. But that's why I asked you, did she die? Because I was having trouble accepting reality. So I guess what I'm saying is I grieve not for Mom. I celebrate Mom's life. I celebrate her victory over all of the difficulties and obstacles that she overcame in her life, and the kindness and the love that she lived and showed and demonstrated. And so I wanted, in the words, in giving Mom's eulogy, if you can call it a eulogy, I wanted everybody that was in the church hall to understand Mom was loved by so many people. And our family is always held up as a family that everybody would like to have. And I was trying to share with them, this is how you do it. You love each other unconditionally. And I tried to give examples of Mom, including her, I am going to offer my suffering up for the souls in purgatory as proof of she knew what her purpose in life was. She lived her life according to her North Star. She never compromised, ever, her values. And she shared them and taught them to you guys. And every time I look into your guys' eyes, I see them and feel them, and I watch you having the same values. And I see in your actions and in your eyes the tremendous love that Mom gave us being returned, which, and this is my final point, that if we love each other so much and we love Mom, then certainly the lesson for us is let's live our lives like Mom did by loving each other. And look at, if we can love each other like we do, the love that God has for us, we can't measure. And so that's the final straw, knowing that Mom is being loved by God beyond any comprehension that I have, brings me peace. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, no, that sums up. I know how I feel too. I'm sure the way, you know, everyone in our family is feeling.
Well, and I think, again, Mike, just to beat a dead horse here, let's keep loving each other unconditionally. You know, we get so busy living our life day to day that we forget about our North Star. We forget about our purpose in life. And I am third is a good, simple slogan, if you will, mantra. If we do that, we'll continue to have the happiness. And as important, the number two goal is other people see it and want some of it. So we are pardon?
That's evangelism.
Yes.
That is, you know.
exactly.
Is modeling Christ's love.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
It's not easy.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm way over time. It's not easy to do that. I mean,
it's easy to theorize about it, but it's harder to do in an instant by instant.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And the thing is,
like philosophically, I think we're all there, but practicality sneaks into our lives, and you know, that's yeah.
Well, I think Mom and I talked almost since she was still in Midland in the hospital, and we talked about death, and we agreed that the neurosurgeon said there's a chance you're going to have more, and in retrospect, in listening to the doctors that I don't know if they performed an autopsy, but on the death certificate, there was kind of that hint that she probably did have more, and that contributed along with that last fall to her immediate cause of death. But Mom and I had, there wasn't anything we had left to say about, I mean, I have no regrets about her. I didn't expect her to die that Monday morning. As I said earlier, I thought we were coming home together, just like we always did. But I had not one regret, because we always were honest with each other through our entire marriage. And after the stroke, we had a 2.5-year period of saying goodbye to one another. And I almost feel bad that you guys probably didn't get access to the conversations we had, because you would be as happy as I am that she's gone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you certainly learned, like, even, you know, in this later stage in your life, you learned a lot in those 3 years, you know, that we can't possibly comprehend because, you know, of the time you spent with her and just the conversations you had, you know. So, like, learning never stops, like, learning about God and learning about life and learning about, you know, what comes after life never stops. You know, until you cease living.
Yeah, that is absolutely true, Michael. I know the rest of the kids, your sisters, hurt as much or more than I do or you do. And they are so focused on not crying or not being sad around me. And they're extra sensitive to, even my farts are okay now, because you're so protective of me. And
isn't that annoying?
It is.
No, I still try to continue to be crass and as unloving as I've always been.
There you go. Be true to yourself, man. Well, we probably
passed that. No, that's a good that's a good session tonight. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us and sharing it with you know, people that you won't ever meet. You know, that's the reality of these conversations. Hopefully, as you are sharing words of wisdom with people that you may never meet and I may never meet.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I didn't think of it that way.
You know, so I appreciate that. I appreciate you just being real with me and all of us and continuing to teach us, you know, the way that you and Mom always have, and like the good teacher, you know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The first part of it, it's two part. The first part, you all know. I'm not a rich man, but I sure as hell am a wealthy man, because I've had your mother as my best friend and all of you have my blood beating in your bodies, and I'm so proud of that. So thank you for making me a wealthy man.
Thank you for sharing your riches with all of us.
All right. We said we weren't going to make this sappy, Mike.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, let's just say goodbye then.
All righty. We'll see you next all time. Right. Love you all guys. Right. Love you all.
All right. Love you, Dad.
Bye.
Bye now.